USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Yesterday, this U.S. Democratic Congresswoman was talking tough after being told she would not be allowed to enter Israel as planned on Sunday.
I want to continue to fight back and demand that they provide access for me and any of my colleagues to come.
Now, in recent hours, Israeli officials have reversed course and said they will allow the Michigan Democrat Rashida Tlaib to enter Israel and visit her grandmother and others in the West Bank. Tlaib had been banned from Israel because of her support of boycotting the Jewish state over its policies. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf is to sign an executive order shortly to introduce about 24 initiatives to reduce gun violence, he says. He was going to do it yesterday, but postponed it after 6 cops were shot in Philadelphia the night before. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
President Trump on the campaign trail in New Hampshire last evening. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Now, during his remarks in Manchester, the president tackles what he believes is the Democratic agenda.
The radical Democrats are trying to tear America apart. They vilify anyone who doesn't share their extreme views.
Trump pointing out a heckler who interrupts his speech.
That guy's got a serious weight problem. Go home. Start exercising.
There's a report that a busy Manhattan subway station's been evacuated a short time ago because of unconfirmed reports that a couple of pressure cookers may have been found. Authorities are still on scene of the Fulton Street station. Thousands of Elvis fans have converged on Graceland as Elvis Presley died 42 years ago today. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul continues to recover from surgery to remove part of his lung, the result of being punched in the ribs by a neighbor back in 2017. Now he's speaking out about the hate being directed his way.
2 years after a neighbor attacked him in the yard of his Kentucky home, Senator Rand Paul is still dealing with serious injuries stemming from 6 broken ribs. 2 weeks ago, he had a surgery to remove part of a damaged lung. The Kentucky Republican joins Fox and Friends and says he can't believe some of the nastiness coming his way on social media.
One of the disturbing things, though, is to see that there's still so much hatred out there. We announced that I was having surgery, and thousands of people on Twitter are swarming to wish me that I'd either died or that someone would assault me again. And it's like, I'm perplexed. This is somehow supposed to be a right-wing phenomenon, but I see thousands of people on Twitter, this left-wing mob, wishing that I were dead. And I'm like, who are these people?
I'm Tim Berg.
Turning now to the economy, Americans spending more at retail stores and restaurants in July.
In recent days, investors have become spooked about the possibility of a coming recession, but during the course of July, consumers did not seem to have any reduced confidence as retail sales rose a healthy 0.7% last month after a 0.3% gain in June, according to the Commerce Department. Its report shows online retailers, grocery stores, clothing retailers, and electronics and appliance stores all reported strong gains. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.